building. The next, it's emblazoned with giant letters, a message for each and every Edmontonian. The message? Take a risk. It's the most Edmonton thing you can do. Well, to find out more about that mural, Chris Gussin's here. He's with the group Make Something Edmonton, and Nicole Farsyth is with Melcor, which owns that downtown building. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi, Portia.
Hi, nice to see you. Well, Chris, first of all, how did this idea to do this, how did it get rolling?
Well, in 2013, Make Something Edmonton officially launched, but for a year before that, starting in 2012, the business leaders of Edmonton and leaders all over the community got together and they realized Edmonton has a bit of a image and reputation problem. Edmontonians love the city, but we don't necessarily know how to articulate that in a cohesive way. Mm-hmm. So this goes all the way back to then. And since Make Something Edmonton launched, we've been working a lot with grassroots, with people all over the city. And we've got now over 1,400 projects up on our site. But this mural is a way of it coming full circle to show how the business community can be involved in sharing the Edmonton story. And so Melcor actually saw the potential in their wall. They decided to approach us. And then we had a lot of these ideas already pre-cooked to discuss with them.
Oh, really? Well, it is a great wall. Nicole, tell us more about why you wanted to get involved in offer up your building and that north-facing wall, which is so prominent for something like this.
Yeah, we saw that blank wall as a potential canvas that we could use to make a statement to Edmonton that is not only about Edmonton, but to encourage Edmontonians to do something that we really identify with as being who we are as a city and also who we are as a company at Melcor.
And so you could have gone with the idea of, in terms of the art, making a mural in a traditional sense, but this is actually a quote or a motivator, and you're calling this the wall of encouragement, I think is how you're phrasing it. Why is that? Why does it speak to that particular quote?
I think that going back to our roots and our history as a company and as a city, we wouldn't be where we are today if our founders and our predecessors hadn't taken many risks along the way. So I think that's a large part of it. Also, one of our founders, or not our founder, but our second leader, he's quoted as saying, "Successful professionals are not made and born. They're made. And all they need is honesty and integrity and the ability to try."
Mm. And take the risks,
I guess. Trying too is taking a risk.
Yeah. And so how did the man who made the designer, who made that, when did he get involved and you decided to go with the quote and the large letters, Clay Lowe, I think is his name?
Yeah, that's right. Clay Lowe, and he's on the side of the building still right now. He got involved last year. We've been planning this for a while, actually, because this is quite a large-scale project. And we had a selection of phrases already. So we had things like, take a risk, it's the most Edmonton thing you can do. What are you making? How can we help? Even the term make something Edmonton itself is in the same spirit, which is an encouragement, a flavor of encouragement for Edmontonians. So we worked with Melcor. They picked the phrase that, like Nicole said, resonated the most with their own history, their connection to the Edmonton story. And then Clay kind of took it from there in terms of figuring out how we were going to get these giant letters up on the side of the building.
How big are each of the letters? I've tweeted out a picture of it, but from the ground, it's hard to get a sense of that.
So the entire area that the mural covers is 57 feet wide by 50 feet high. Each letter is 8 feet tall, and it's made out of a sort of polyester material used in construction applications. Mm. If you were to peel one of those letters off and carry it, it would be a kilogram.
Wow.
In terms of weight. So these are big, big letters.
Mm-hmm. And so he painted them in advance, and then they've been attached with some adhesive to the building. Is that how it's gone down?
Yeah, that's right. It's really got the whole Make Something Edmonton flavor. He worked on these letters, sourced the materials from local companies, painted them at a co-working space called Timber Studios, and hand-cut them. So they've got a couple of layers of acrylic paint on them. And over the past week and a half, he's been applying it to the wall with a really strong adhesive, and now he's putting that final coat of UV covering so that it will last and look good over time.
Right. We wanted him to be here this afternoon, but he was busy putting on the UV coating.
He wants to get it all done before the storm comes.
Right, exactly. Smart man. And so as far as putting something like this on the side of a building, I don't know if Melcor has done this before, Nicole, but did you have to get a lot of clearance? Are there safety issues involved? I don't know if there's any sort of bylaws or that kind of thing. What was involved on your end there?
I can't comment on bylaws. Make Something Edmonton took care of that aspect of things.
You took care of that, Chris, right?
Yeah.
I hope so. But we have put murals on the side of our buildings. We have a sky parkade called Sky Park, and it has the famous five, I think, or famous seven on it, a large mural. So we have murals on several of our buildings. We like to make them beautiful and make them something that hopefully Edmontonians can look to and get inspiration from and be proud of.
All right. So did you get all the clearances and that kind of thing over the last week, or was it years or months, that sort of thing?
It's been less than years. It's been probably the better part of the year in terms of just the conversations and the behind the scenes, working with the other adjacent building owners and working on the technical aspects of getting it up. And then after, we were sort of ready to do it during the winter, but that wouldn't be the best time to install it because you need the temperature of the wall to be at a certain point in order to apply it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been waiting on this for a while, and now seemed like the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, and it's very visible. I noticed it yesterday just walking by as they were installing. That's new. How permanent is it, Nicole?
As far as we know, it's permanent. I understand that it could be removed, but it would be very difficult, so we expect that it's going to be there for a very long time.
So you wanted to pick a phrase that you're really happy with. How happy are you with it?
Very happy. I think that, like I said, it's a reflection of who we are as a city and who we are as a company. And we wouldn't be where we are today if our predecessors hadn't taken risks along the way. You know, we've, as a company, reinvented ourselves, responded and reacted to changing times and changing trends. And I think that as we continue to evolve as a city and as a company, we just need to continue to encourage people to take action.
So what kind of buzz has it been getting that you've heard?
It's been getting a fair bit of buzz, I would say, on social media.
Yeah, lots of attention for it on social media. There was a lot of confusion and mystery in the days that it took to actually complete the phrase. But
right
now that it's done, I think people are on the whole very excited about it. And like Nicole said, we really view this as something that's timeless about Edmonton. We look to the past and see a lot of stories of risk takers who've made the city what it is. And we know that we want that in the future. So that's why the phrase to us is worth putting permanently on the side of a building. And it's why we have used a typeface that is timeless and in some way sort of mimics the sign painting that you see on other buildings around downtown. We also hope that this is just the beginning. We hope that this really stands as an invitation to people creating their own messages of encouragement and adding color and vibrancy on whatever scale they have in the access to. So it could be another building owner who's listening to this interview. It could be someone who's working on getting a mural on their community league hall.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be someone who's doing something more ephemeral, like love notes to strangers that they hang in their neighborhood or something like that.
Right. Okay. It could really take off from there. Well, we'll see as the conversation continues around this particular mural. Thanks so much for coming in and tell us about the genesis of it and some of the conversations around it. Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you, Portia.
That's Nicole Forsyth with Melcor's Corporate Communications and Chris Gusson with Make Something Edmonton. The building we've been talking about is the Melcor building on 100th Avenue and 100th Street on the north-facing wall. You can't really miss it, say, if you're coming downtown to check out the works or something like that.
It is 13 minutes before.